Ready to rock and roll?
Sure.
Okay. We'll bring December the 20th, 2018, Board of Trustees of Jerusalem Township order. We'll start off with the moment of silence and a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Joe.
Okay, Bo Miller.
Present.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Mark Settler.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going, David.
Did everybody read the minutes from December 11th, 2018? And anyone have any problems? I think Joel went through them a couple times, so.
I move for approval of minutes.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Mark Settler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the fiscal officer's report. Mr. Moskowitz.
Thank you very much. No deposits this between last week and this week, but there is a payment listing and a fund status report. Payments 17133 through 17197, totaling $15,603.60. Fund status report shows $582,470.45 in Star Ohio and $230,820.26 in Krogan checking.
And Joel, we don't expect any more receipts until about February?
No, I have some now.
There's some, there'll still be some?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I don't know what the total is, but they got from the county, so I didn't see what that was for.
I can make a motion to accept the payment listing. Warrants 17133 through 17197. Totaling $15,603.60.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Settler.
Yes.
Motion carried. And sent to you both 2031 and general fund sheets for you to look at.
Which one? Which one are you on?
Sorry, the most recent 2031. These are too small text for you.
Yeah, they
fund.
Are.
You got them emailed earlier this week.
41.
Yeah, I didn't bring them.
General fund 1,000 and then 2031. It's more for you guys to review. Obviously, what I already did was tell the county auditor what we feel we're going to spend left in 2018 and what we're going to carry over into 2019, which is a best guess, because the actual numbers will show, and then what we our expected income will be in 2019, which is also an estimate.
So, Joel, let me make sure I understand.
Sure.
So, we're expecting road and bridge income in 2019 in the amount of $198,000.
Yes.
And we're projecting expenditures of $317,000. So, we'll be dipping into reserves?
Permissive gasoline tax. So, you have those other funds.
So we're going to spend down $119,000 if everything happens this way.
Yeah, I mean, like we're paying for road projects out of those other funds, permissive, gasoline, motor vehicle, And those funds don't show any, which you probably have them from last time.
So there's the gas tax, right? So the gas tax, we're expecting revenues of $77,000. But then there's expenses of $77,000.
Yeah, it would be
tied to us.
And that's where you have to decide, are we, so like contracted services. What is that number? This is just planning purposes, right? So you see what was spent last year. What are we carrying over? We didn't have any road projects this year. So that carryover is not included in any of these. But there's quite a bit from the road and bridge fund. And the permissive and the motor vehicle and the gas.
That's the carryover.
We're going to spend some this year.
Right.
For contracted services.
Yeah.
Yeah, the unencumbered balance of $138,000. Okay. So you're basically saying that we're taking all of the carryover from 18 and making that available.
By now you would, because 19. Expenses, I mean, we're at the end of the year. And yeah. Okay. So, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that says that if everything happens this way, there still would be almost $20,000 that would be carried over after the end of 19.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
And that's just from this fund. So you have, because by law, those permissive motor vehicle license, gasoline tax, permissive motor vehicle license tax. We're not really spending any money out of those. In fuel is what we take from those. So road projects monies can be taken out of those instead.
And that's because the road projects are not evenly distributed year over year. We may have some slow years, and in other years there may be bunches of them.
Okay. We didn't do anything this year.
He didn't do anything. Okay. Not at a substantial amount.
Sounds like we'll be doing a lot next year. Okay.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We'll play catch up.
And so that's part of this. You know, okay. Would you transfer money to, like, over to it to reflect the payment out of one fund, or would you split the payment out of multiple funds, which you can do? I mean, what does it matter? It's just a matter of what, for planning purposes in the future, what happened to that number, you know?
Right. So we're not talking about borrowing from any other fund. We're simply saying the carryover will roll forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay.
That's what we appropriated 18, and that was what we spent in 18.
Yeah, so, you know,
so that's your carryover.
That's the carryover, right.
And then he's appropriating that.
Right. So all the projects that didn't get done in 18 will be stacked up for 19.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything
else?
Yeah, other than that, what you guys have to review and ask questions, and what you guys have already talked at the last meeting.
We talked through fire.
Fire.
Yeah, and Chief Tony is working on developing that detail behind this.
Right, exactly. So we can track. One other thing I'm doing is, like for him, when I get bills, and this will help him and help me, you know, before he was... Some bills would come to me, I would pay them. Some bills would come to him, then he would send them on to me. He's just going to stamp each bill.
So you won't pay anything unless he's got his approval stamp.
Right. Yeah, so that indicates he already tracked it for his purposes. The only ones I would pay would probably be like water, electric, any payroll type, Medicare, healthcare. He's already aware of what those are. But the other ones, the ones, the operating supplies, the building, the maintenance, things like that, yeah, he should understand what that looks like. And so there'll be two of these, you know, one will be back here. So if he verbally tells me, hey, go ahead and pay that, I emailed it to you, mm-hmm. I'll print it off, stamp it, initial it, write it down, what he says as a way. So it's consistent. So if anybody could look back and see, was this an approved, you know, bill?
Yeah, I think that's a good move to make sure that
something.
It has his approval, yeah. Good.
And that's really my report, unless you guys I do have something. So I know I've answered this question a couple times, but just so we're aware, the levy, they're not on yours from printed off last time, but I updated the levy information, like from the top of Road and Bridge. So you'll see that. I try to make it very, when it needs to be on the ballot, so you can kind of see those expirations. And just to...
good. That's very helpful. Thank
right.
you.
Great.
So I'm kind of finding out from the Board of Elections, can we place it a levy on the ballot earlier than the year after it expires, and what that is, and then what is the fee for putting a levy on the ballot before the general election? Other than there is always an expense, it's just what is the difference? Because they automatically take election expenses out of our tax settlement payments twice a year already. That's okay. Nice of them. So, so what in addition are they going to take out? And then how do you guys strategically as the board position those levies accordingly? So we know that three of them, I believe, are going to be coming due at the same year. So right. Three of them will go on the ballot in the following year. And well, how do you want to manage that? What's that look like? I don't know.
Right. We got the 1 mil and then the fire.
Yeah, there's actually two Road and Bridge levies.
But one's comes
one
in,
is one.
One is in 19, goes on the ballot next year.
Yeah.
And then that one's in the
following year.
The 1 mil is in 2020. Oh,
yep.
Although it could go on.
Oh, you're saying put it on.
It could go
maybe.
19. It could go in 19. Yeah. Doesn't have to go in 20.
Yeah. Well, what's going to happen is the Board of Elections is going to check with the prosecutor to determine what the law says. Is the law going to tell you that you can or can't do that? And then the next question is, how much is the fee to early on general election?
And you should know that before the next meeting.
I hope so.
Right.
Then, you guys, then you'll know the deadline's 90 days before the date of the election. That paperwork has to be into their office. And just like we did for the cemetery, there'll be two sets of paperwork, obviously. And so, because you have to send the first one into the county auditor to approve those amounts. And then the second one goes to the Board of Elections after you get back from the county auditor that authorized resolution that it's okay. And then they put it on the ballot.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
More to come.
Very exciting stuff. That's all I got.
You got everything?
I hope so.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report.
So moved.
Oh, yes. Somebody needs a second.
I'll second it.
Sorry. Oh my.
I can't do it.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, we'll move on to fire department report, and Chief Parcelletti is not here. We'll move on to recreation department report. Mike's not here. And zoning inspector report, Linda's not here. And we're really going quick here. The maintenance department report, Kevin's not here. So I guess we can do a little trustee reports there. Cemetery?
No updates today on cemetery.
Hall and rental, Bo?
We have had no rentals since the last meeting.
Gee. Roads and bridges, we'll cover that probably in the old here. Van Dyke Road culvert, has everyone looked that over? Is there any explanation needed?
Marius is different, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So we got a Grottle, a Blousey,
yep,
and a Burkhart.
Yep.
Okay. And Blousey is ridiculously cheaper than
how
anybody.
Yeah. How?
No,
how?
No.
Wait.
Burkhart's cheaper here.
Is this which is one? This, is this the same?
That's Marius.
This is Blousey is Marius.
Yeah, he's Marius there.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that was.
All right. So then we have two here. We have Grottle, and then there are Burkhart, two versions from Burkhart.
And
okay.
And there's another, there's a Blasi for this too.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
That's this one, isn't it? Let's replace the culvert crossover pipe?
The, that's Marius. 8400.
I don't think I saw another Blasi.
I didn't either.
Maybe Kevin was supposed to put that in there.
I got this
two Burkharts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One is for 26. 20 and one is for 26.
Remember the difference in the pipes. And then a grotto.
I guess he didn't put it in there. But it comes out to, unless you want me to find one, it's Burkhart's got the cheapest bid here at $20,834 for the culvert for...
Is plastic better
than
concrete?
We're putting it on both ends of the existing culvert, and what they do a lot of times, they go down and they break open, and plastic we can get on there better, and concrete it better, and it'll stay there better. And then we have to put a 12-inch in to the side of that 36, so it's going to be easier to cut the 36. It costs you this bid's 20, it'd be about 25 or better with concrete.
This is 26, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the plastic is more durable.
It'll last just as long as concrete, probably. Yeah.
And
the whole thing is, see, Mark, they drop.
It's gonna bend.
Yeah,
the concrete
bend.
Won't. It'll just break. Yeah.
Well, okay. The concrete will go down. And see, it opens up at the seam on the top.
Yeah.
That's what happens a lot of times. So you're better off putting the plastic there. We can shove that on better, and it works better.
Okay.
What was the amount from grotto? I'm just trying
37.9.
And then no Blousy.
Correct.
Okay.
We don't know what that is.
Do you have a ballpark what you think that was, Dave, the Blousy one by any chance?
Yeah, he was actually cheaper for the concrete. It was like 25. He was cheaper than Burkhart. But then when you come down to Burkhart and the plastic, he was Burkhart's 20. He's a lot cheaper, yeah.
So Burkhart's quote of $20,834 for the plastic is the best that we've seen.
Yeah.
And you're comfortable that everything he's got included here.
Kevin and I checked it this afternoon, and Kevin, he made out all the papers. I thought he had them all with you guys. He put them on all the desk, and I guess he didn't. Okay. Here it is. There's the Blasi bid. I got one. He must not have did the Blasi bid.
25.4, okay. And that's for concrete, right? Blasi didn't give you a plastic?
Yeah, there's plastic on there. You'll see it there. Second page.
Grotto was 30. I want to make sure. 37.9 for plastic.
Yeah.
And what's Blasi for plastic?
Just a second.
This is $25,490. And is that for a plastic conduit?
It's right in there. What does it say there?
Well, there's a 36-inch conduit, type B, 32-foot of it, at $2560. Conduit, 12-inch, erosion control, repair, water seeding.
It'd be the second one there under the... that's plastic.
Type B is plastic, okay.
$25,490.
Well,
$25,490.
Okay, so he Blousy quoted plastic. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's what I want to understand.
So still, Burkhart is the best deal for the township.
Yeah.
And you're comfortable that this contains everything?
Yeah,
that
Kevin and I read it over, and he does a lot of work for us. He's really reasonable.
Good.
And the county approves him. He does good work.
Okay.
So we're happy with him.
Wonderful. Well, given that you and Kevin are very comfortable that this includes everything that we need, clearly it's the best, it's the lowest price for the township.
How he does it that cheap, I really don't know, but...
Non-union labor.
We thank him.
No, the county says the same thing. He does a lot of work for Wood County and Ottawa County, and everybody just comments that, you know...
And we're getting money from the county for this, correct?
Yeah, we could get stormwater money for sure for the I'll try to get stormwater for this, and for sure for the Marius
Drive one.
So I can make a proposal at that we widen the Van Dyke Avenue culvert number 3031 per as provided specifications on the proposal sheet. And Doug Burkhart and Sons Excavating will do the work from Powell Road, Portage, Ohio. And the amount is $20,834.00.
And you need, is that your motion?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Why don't we do this other one then? You guys got both of those, I think.
Yep. We got a Blousy and a Marius here.
Yeah.
Blousy and Burkhart.
Burkhart from Marius, their drive.
Could you read off the quotes?
You want me to read it off quick?
It's just Blousy was.
Oh.
Blousy is $8,480.
$8,480.
I can give you a copy of these. $4,500 for Burkhart.
Oh. $4,500.
That's quite a bit of difference.
No, it was. Well, I'm sorry. What was Blousy? I'm sorry.
What was that?
What was Blousy? I'm just trying to get it on notes.
It's $8,480.
Okay. $8,480. Thank you.
Okay, I'll. This motion is for to replace the rusted out drainage pipe that crosses Marius Drive south of the fountain using 12-inch dual wall plastic pipe with an animal guard crossing the road. And the other location is across the road. It's restore the drainage tile outlet on the opposite side of the ditch with dual wall plastic with an animal guard. And I guess we can just say Burkhart and Son and Excavating is doing it again, Powell Road, Portage, Ohio. And the cost is $4,500.
Well, I don't understand how they can do it for so much less, but we...
Well, the only question I have in here in the Burkhart one is they do not have... It says asphalt replacement is not included.
Yeah, we caught that too. But even if you put them in there, it doesn't make any difference. We can always get it. He's still cheaper. Kevin and I caught that too. But we can get that done when they're patching roads in that. And
so the asphalt repair looks like it's only about $1,000.
Yeah, it'll be less than that, you know, even, but...
Okay.
But he's still cheaper. So, okay. Yeah, Kevin and I caught that, too.
All
right. And actually, it should sit there a while, you know, and settle for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there are school buses. We were checking the spot out one time, and we had to move. The school buses do go around there, so we can't let it sit too long.
Okay. But. Is it your recommendation, then, to go with the... Burkhart?
Yeah, from 4,500 to 8,400 is honest.
From a price standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask you real quick, Dave. Just on the stormwater money, do we ask for that prior, or they just say, hey, you guys have this much to use?
Yeah.
So how much? When do they notify us how much money we have a year to spend?
They told us last year that they stopped us because they said we overspent.
Okay, so we don't. Do we have a number roughly of what we were allowed to, or?
Yeah, usually about. You can go to about 60 or somewhere around there.
60,000. Yeah. And we could, if we do 20 projects, that's greater. If we do one big project, that's what we get.
Yeah.
Okay. So this will go into 19.
Yeah.
I'm taking it, so we'll be tapping into the new money in 19. Okay. Well, I'll make a motion to contract with Burkhart and Sons for the Marius Drive outlet for the total of $4,500.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, I got those two done. And the zoning lady's not here, so anchor point permit, forget about that, and the Dollar General. Can't discuss that really until she's here. Repairs in the Township Hall, they keep pecking away here. Got a lot more to do yet.
Yeah, it's definitely going slower than I think they anticipated too.
I think it's just a job keeping busy in the winter, I think.
Yeah.
I really think so.
I mean, for the price, you know,
as long as they get it
done. So.
Yeah. Okay, I left on the Temecog General Assembly there again. And Bono Lighting, I haven't had nothing back from the Edison yet on that, so. Just keep going on. Marius Drive project, we did. The Lucas County Township Association meeting report, I guess, wasn't a whole lot there, but we got to, Mark got to meet some people. Yeah. We talked to the engineer again about roads and that, and cornered him, and it was mostly elections, and then they talked about having the meal in January. That's about it.
And they had the TARDIS speaker there.
Oh, I forgot about that.
TARDIS is trying to partner with communities or businesses who want to move quantities of workers from a community to an employer, and they're saying that they'll work with you privately. They'll set up routes in the community to help service those businesses. But everything I was hearing, they're really looking for communities with critical mass and employers with critical mass, and I just didn't see that we had either of those in our small rural community. So I couldn't figure out any situations that where TARDA would be a solution to any problems we may be facing, but other communities, they could indeed. I think they're already working with, did they say OI?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And I've always heard a lot that Jeep brings a lot of people out of Detroit.
Sure,
so
sure.
I don't know who does that for Jeep, but yeah. Or if they just drive down here, but I don't know. But it was interesting. I think
it was. It was neat to meet some of those other folks from other communities.
I left in number 9, Rachel and East, because we're going to be taking Rachel and East right there. So we got to get that water problem figured out. I'm just going to leave that in there until we get that figured out. And the motor vehicle tax, I left that in there too, because we got to start working on that in January or something.
Right.
So we get that done. I think we got till July or June or July or something.
Yeah, I think till July, yeah.
So.
Or, yeah, June or July for that permissive tax.
So I just leave it in there so we don't forget.
Agreed.
ODOT, he never got back with me, so I imagine we're stuck with those trees there on Route 2 and Decant, but I'll keep
Did up. They come back out? I haven't paid any attention. They didn't come back out to clean up any?
Yeah, he promised me kind of that they would, but they didn't. So I'm kind of worried. They're probably not going to do anything.
Okay.
We tried. I tried with the Edison. I tried with ODOT and deaf ears, I guess. Bo, you got anything on the parks?
Yes, I did get an email from John Burrell Thursday? Must have been Monday. He hasn't been in contact with the school board. He think he's just trying to get everything right so that way when it comes to us, it's done once and for all. So.
Sounds good.
I think he's just crossing all his T's and dotting his I's. So I put him in contact with those up there. So.
Sounds good. The trucks got done, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday. The two trucks that hadn't been done.
We got them all done now?
He came here because he just has a little shop. He couldn't have got him in.
Okay.
A lot of times I asked if he lasered them on there and got it all, just measured it with his tape measure and set her on there. And
looks good going 50 mile an hour, right?
It looks good just standing there.
He's probably skillful enough he can get it on there straight.
Well, he does Oregon police cars. He does a lot of cars, all the police around and fire. And I see him sitting there all the time. So, yeah, it was a pretty good price. So, any other old business anybody's got? Yeah, if not, we'll move.
Well, I don't know if this is old business or new business. I guess speaking of the county with the roads, in that.
Yeah, Arquette.
They still had Arquette in that resolution the county's passed.
Yeah, but we were there, and I'm not too worried about it because the engineer said that we have to sign some paperwork yet to get this all changed over. And they actually had Brown Road on there too, the stub from Nissen to Turnell. And that wasn't even mentioned this time.
Yeah, that wasn't talked about in that meeting.
No, so I actually called the guy up that sent that, and he never called me back. And I was going to tell him to get his shit straight.
We do not want Arquette.
No.
At all.
No. We got.
That'll be a separate agreement with the county the county engineer.
Yeah.
I've been bugging him to get this done because I'd like to see it done. So we don't keep getting stuff like this and on the emails and stuff like that. So I even called the engineer today, but he had a big meeting, and I don't know. And just getting the holidays.
You're not getting anything done until.
Yeah, right. Especially tomorrow. Tomorrow, if they're, forget it. Okay. We'll move on to new business then, if nobody has any old. And the only thing I got here is a stormwater. I used to be on it a little bit, and I didn't make too many meetings, but I could be on it and then or be the alternate if one of you guys want to go to it. You know, it's about stormwater. They meet at least four times a year, and then they meet, you can go once a month to some of the meetings, so we should get that paperwork filled out and get it sent in tonight.
Is our participation that tied to monies we receive for stormwater?
Not really. Just there's they have people come in and talk about stuff like that. Oh, no, okay. But that's why I went at first, you know, to sign up, because I figured there might be some contact there. And at one time, the Brian Miller, the drainage engineer, used to have a stormwater meeting, but nobody came to it. I was the only one. Hmm. It might have been two of us, you know. I figured I had to be there because all the water problems we have here, but nobody else, I guess, has any. So,
so do you have a schedule of their meetings? Because, I mean, if you want, we can kind of figure out and rotate it, or different people can cover different meetings if you want to have one of us there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That way it doesn't all.
She wanted. I got it here somewhere. I'll dig it out. Yeah, okay. She wanted to have two names down for sure.
Oh, I see.
With everything, okay. So, and we could put three names down.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's not all bad either.
Okay. Well, when you have that, we can go ahead.
I'll find that paper before we shut down tonight. And I don't know. That's all the new business I got. Anybody else got anything?
Yeah, I got a few things for us here to look at. One thing was, I know Mark's been working on the calendar,
right,
for the updated things. Mm-hmm. And the one thing we got to get the, I know we just did it, not in September too, but we got to add that garbage contract on there so we don't run that right down to the wire like we did this last time. Remember, we had to do that extension, so we got to add that to that calendar.
Well, it just took so long.
Yeah, it was just a matter of, it took a long time to get everything going, and I don't want to have to wait.
So that would be September of, it's a 3-year contract? So that'd be September of 21 that would expire?
I believe so.
I better read the contract.
Yeah, we got to look at the contract for sure. We should probably have that on.
You got it. He's got it. March.
Okay.
You better find out the dates.
When
we're done with the meeting.
Early 2021. Okay.
The other one would be the, I think to add to that is 90 days before the general election levy placement.
Yeah.
And I would say not even 90. I mean, I would back that up to 180.
Yeah.
Just whether it changes or not is fine, but. That gives you three months.
I tried to put as many elections as I had dates for on there with some advance notices. Because you're right, there are cutoffs that you have to get issues in the Board of Elections.
Yeah, so if you give yourself 2 months or 3 months before the deadline, you're still well ahead of the game.
And they're not forgiving, I know.
Yeah. The next thing I got is with the fire department. And I loved what Chief Parcelletti did with this... This is basically just to digest tonight, and I was hoping Chief was going to be here, but I left a copy of that in his box. So I had, you know, being on the fire department, I was on there for 15 years. I've seen a lot of people come. I've seen a lot of people go. I've seen people come in for a few months. We invest money into them. They leave. You know, we buy new gear. They leave. And, you know, a lot of that gear now is custom fit for the firemen. So unless you find somebody with that exact body type, that gear sits in the room for forever. So I've talked to a couple chiefs, outline chiefs, talked to Chief Mullins up in Oregon, and asked them how they do their hiring process up there. And this is up until this in the last couple months here, they would not take you on their fire department unless you had your cards. But, you know, you had to have your fire card and your EMT card. With the changing times, he started a class where he said, okay, he took 25 people, applicants. He's saying out of them 25, he's going to be lucky if he graduates 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But some of the things that they do up there was they give them an 18-month to get their cards.
They do not allow them, they do not buy duty gear for them, anything, you know, Class A's, sweatshirts, uniforms. They put them through the EMT class first because that's the hardest class, and that's the one that, I'm sure if the chief was here, he'd say 95% of his runs are medical
right.
related.
Right.
So that's the one that you really struggle on. And then there's the talk of the renting gear for these firefighters to go through their class. They have to have gear to go through their fire class, but you can rent it. Chief Mullins even said, hey, we have a lot of extra gear up here we could even loan to you if you don't have, you know, have gear for that particular individual.
And Chief Tony did mention earlier today that he is researching being able to lease that gear for that period of time while they're leasing in probation. It. Yep.
And then I have on there that stipend, and he has that in here, and I think that is an absolute fantastic idea where if you pass your fire class, you get $100. If you pass the EMT class, you get $400. And then it's an incentive.
Yeah.
So I just basically, this is for like digestion with the chief so he can look at it. I put a copy of that in his box. And then the other thing that I saw in this SOP that he put in that I would like to possibly think about for our reorg meeting, and I want to talk to the chief about it, is a time limit on responding to runs. You know who comes late on purpose to runs just get paid.
Okay.
You know, yeah, they don't.
If you're not on time, it shouldn't count.
Right. You know, I mean, it gets kind of out of hand. So I wanted to talk to him about that to see if he's still having that issue. I know that issue was going on for quite a while. It may not be going on anymore, but it could be. I don't know.
It's kind of one thing I thought about was that, because you see that, but then you're happy to have people if something does change, right?
Absolutely.
It's like this double-edged sword we have, because if the truck's gone and then people roll in after the time, then you're happy to have them there because they did show up.
Right.
Some people live farther out than others, and so that kind of gives you the perception they're late, but in reality it takes that long to drive from Reno or something. But then sometimes you call in for additional people, right?
Yep.
Because they just happen to come at their pristine time. Like, you go with three people, and then two people come a little later, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, we need you down here now.
Right. And as I said,
What do you do? Like,
that was,
do you,
that was something
what's
that
the
I
timeline?
Would...
What's, you know,
right.
It's hard to... Yeah.
It's hard to put a timeline on it, but then you also know there's abuse of it.
There
you
is.
Know? I mean, you see it. You're there on a daily basis still, so...
Yeah.
That was just something else to talk to him about.
Yeah. I see it when I sign the checks.
You're exactly right. And I wasn't going to name any names, okay? I wasn't naming names.
I know, I'm but, not either.
But
one other thing on number four, I talked with the chief a little bit earlier today, and he was commenting that, because I expressed concern because it was Carroll Township where they had somebody respond while they were in probation, and they were, you know, it didn't turn out well. That person was in a fatal accident. He indicated that his expectation would be that anybody that's in probation, if they're invited to come and work with an experienced individual, they would need to drive to the station. No lights and sirens. They would follow normal traffic laws, be at the station, and then they would ride with the experienced individual that's going to be mentoring them.
Right.
That seems to make a lot of sense. If it's good for their development to shadow on that experience. But they're not going to be running lights and sirens when they're probationary and they're on their own.
Yeah, and I agree with that to a certain aspect of that. The other thing is that when they respond to a run, the individual's insurance covers them first. So if Joel is coming to the station, even if it's code 2, and when you're coming code 2, you're usually going over the speed limit anyway.
Over the speed limit anyway, period.
If you get in an accident, your personal vehicle insurance picks up first. That's why we require them to carry insurance. Anything above what your insurance will cover, it falls back to the township. So that puts our township at a liability for a, the Carroll Township deal was, he was a non-EMT, non-medical trained person responding to a medical run. Couldn't do anything, but he was responding to that run and ultimately lost his life. Fortunately, there was nobody else involved in that. I mean, it's still sad that it happened, but fortunately, he didn't hit somebody and kill a family or, you know what I'm saying? So that took some liability off of them. So that was my response to that, you know, because when I talk to Chief Mullins, they don't allow him to come to drills and they don't allow him to come to any runs. I think drill night is a very important night to be at because you learn a lot. That's where you do your learning. So, like I said, this is all for digestion. I want to see where the chief feels on this because he's kind of hitting it here a little bit. But, I just was something that I wanted to bring up, and we're coming to our reorg meeting in January, and it would be a good time to implement stuff like that into the reorg. So, and that's all I've got.
We don't do this stipend yet?
No. Nope, we've never done it. And to backtrack a little bit, I guess, on this, Dave, too, is, and Mark, the 18 months, we would have to start, if say we pass this in January, we have members on the fire department that have been on longer than 18 months. They've been on 2-3 years and only have one card. So that would almost be the clock start for them to say, hey, you have 18 months to get this done. It's not a matter of running people out of the fire department. It's a matter of challenging them to go and get that. If they want to be part of that organization, they have to put in the effort to pass the classes. And I seen this with Larry. When Larry was the fire chief, he went for quantity of people, not quality people. You have to have quality people because the medical directors are coming. They're going to drop the hammer here real quick on all of Lucas County EMS. And what it's basically going to be is you're going to have to pass a proficiency test to work under their drug license. There's no more of this, you can do this. They want to actually see you do it. So they're going to be really dropping the hammer and saying, hey, if you can't do this, do this specific thing the way we instruct you to do it, you're not going to be working under our med license. That's what it's coming to. So you got to get quality people in there. I mean, it's not an easy class to pass, and it's getting harder and harder every day. I mean, I don't think I could go back in and pass the National Registry right now because I've been out of it for, not even a year yet, but I don't think I could go back in and pass it because they make it tougher and tougher without a lot of extensive studying. So
I have a question. Sorry, I'm not just the fiscal officer, but we have grandfathered, they're old like grandfathers, we have some firemen-only members, right, that wouldn't meet that criteria of having, that wouldn't have both cards.
State of Ohio requires us to have a fire card.
Right.
And Jerusalem Township's policy always was that you had to have both.
Right.
And somewhere.
And I'm not saying it's what we have, and I'm like, you don't want to. God, right. Then they had that conversation. You don't want to lose that person in years of experience and consistency. That gentleman comes to 2:00 in the morning every call.
Yeah.
Although we are going to have to grapple with if our practice does not agree with our policy, need to bring them into alignment, whether that means changing our policy or
retirement.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why this is all just brainstorming right now. This is putting this conversation out there prior to the reorg meeting and seeing. But that's all I got on that. If you got any questions, anything else I can think of, but
is that Mark's wife? Wait a minute. Is that your wife?
No.
Oh.
No.
A public participant. Okay.
Well, we'll get her,
Sorry. She was real quiet, I wonder.
Any more new business, I guess.
Nothing more for me.
You got nothing tonight?
I'll have stuff for the organizing meeting. Yeah.
Okay, we'll open it up then to public participation. Anyone have anything to bring up? Jim.
I haven't said anything in months.
You said something last week.
Yeah, you said something last week.
I asked the chief about how he's going to pull that rig around.
Right.
Yeah, that was in the minutes.
The floor looks good over there.
It looks really good. Yeah, I went over there. It is. They did a really nice job.
Nice job.
Yeah. If you didn't see the cuts farther over, you would think it was. It's been there.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a nice job.
It blends in pretty nice.
Yeah, it blends in pretty nice.
Long overdue.
Ma'am, we just nothing?
Nope, I'm good.
You're just checking us out?
I am.
I hope we did good. What do you guys want to do then? You want to talk about some stuff or?
The other thing is, I mean, we can talk through budgets, but we don't have any of the department heads available to answer questions.
Can I give some guidance? Sure. The only thing that I have done with the county is turn in those the revenue sources, so I won't have any understanding of the next step for appropriations, temporary and or permanent, until I get that information from them.
Okay, so you've told the county what your estimated revenues are
for 19 and what we think we were going to have left over from the funds totaling.
All right.
Star and checking.
So on the 3rd of January, we're going to need to do some temporary appropriations to operate for the first few months until you have better information on revenues.
Yeah.
And revenues start to come in. And then probably around March or so, we'll do permanent.
Oh, well, I would like to do it in January.
Oh, permanent appropriations?
Oh, boy, I think it'd be.
You think you can?
I would. That's always been a goal. I know that it's allowed, but I don't understand why we.
We don't have to go into temporary. We can go right to permanent.
We sure can.
But
we have to pay bills right away.
Yeah.
Right. We don't want to delay that. And, you know, we can stay in the 18, pay bills too. In the 19, the UAN system will allow that. But if it's a 19 bill, it's a 19 bill. But that's the point of that, is to get some of those those things that'll carry over for sure. And that's what I'm going to have to really watch, is I got to get what I can pay in 18 and 18, and then if it's a 19 bill, it's a 19 bill. But some of those are still going to come in before now in the next meeting.
Okay.
So I want to get that so it's as accurate as I can be. You know, I just don't want to pay 18 bills in 19 like we did this year.
All right. So let me ask a question. As part of the last meeting, we spent a fair amount of time with Chief Tony talking through the fire budget and the fire levy. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that discussion, Chief is assembling a more detailed spreadsheet of all of the assumptions and the components that are behind the budget. That's good. That'll be very helpful.
Yeah.
How many other budgets do we want to get to that level of detail before we get to the permanent appropriation approval?
To be honest, the other ones. You look at them, there's only a few that it applies to, right? Permissive, motor vehicle, gasoline, recreation are very limited anyways. I mean, the general fund being the most diverse and paying a lot, but with not a lot of monies that go to that fund. So, but they pay so many little things, right? I mean, you couldn't break down all those expenditures. You'd be doing it for years as far as all the little payments that are made for all the various operations.
Well, right. And there has to be a reasonableness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, the one that's probably the most, the fire, and then I think your road and bridge, because those are your largest expensive projects, right?
Right.
So, man, if it's, we just only had two, we just Marius Drive and Van Dyke, you know, those are the tens of thousands of dollars. That one can easily be detailed because, other than the normal maintenance items, what big projects and equipment does that department head want to purchase?
Right.
Other than the fire department, those are your largest liability and your most expensive tools and equipment, and it has the most impact to the community. Are those two budgets?
Well, I think that we're not going to get all of them done this year. This was a big goal of mine, was to have us on budget so we know what we're, mm-hmm. everybody, the general fund, roads and bridges, fire department.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the chief kind of is getting to be the guinea pig, because that was the first fund that you sent us, and we said, okay.
It's also the one that has the second to the road and bridge, the largest liability.
Right.
Because of just how expensive that operation can be, and how many employees we have through the fire department, and also it is the one that, if that is the one where we don't have monies from a levy, what would we do with it?
Right.
So we really got to have control over that. Because there's so many sources of road and bridge money that are automatic that we're going to get money for. You still got to pay Kevin and Eric. But if the fire department levy did not pass at one time, that's my nightmare. You still have an operation that you have to pay for, and a service that you're required by law to provide. It does, it'll look drastically different.
Well, you do. The only thing we have to provide is fire. That's it.
But
yeah,
what a headache.
Yeah,
what a absolutely. Nightmare.
Yeah, and we don't ever want to lose it.
If you had no idea of what you actually spent your money on, like, that you could look at that and say, wow.
And that's my fear. That's the biggest, one of the biggest ones. And what I've seen is and this isn't a micromanaging of the chief. This is, tell us what you want to spend. We look at it,
The broad picture.
Well, and,
the broad picture.
And honestly, we are required to let the county, let the state know, here's our appropriation. Here's mm-hmm. here's our plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're not allowed to spend more than we put in our plan.
We have to request it.
Yeah.
If we got monies in above our appropriation, we have to ask permission to receive it and spend it, I guess. I'm sure they'll let us deposit that money, but sure they won't let us spend it unless we have a plan for that.
Right.
And they're going to want to know why we didn't have a plan for that in the beginning of the year.
Yeah. So this is big. I mean, I'm thinking by the end of 19, we'll have everybody on a budget is what I'm feeling. I think, it'll officially, finally.
Yeah.
Be done to where it's more of a instead of just the appropriation budget that you give, it's more of a detail. So we know,
right.
I don't know what Kevin's plans are when he wants another dump truck,
right.
Right, and we do need to very carefully
plan for it. It's all about planning.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Dump truck about 2 years.
So let me ask.
And that's a big expense. That isn't a big expense. That's not a $30,000 truck. No,
at least 90, yeah, or right. Probably 100.
So let me ask. I mean, what do you think we should do in terms of having that series of discussions on road and bridges with Kevin?
Well,
timing wise,
projects.
We got a lot of big projects coming.
You
up
do.
In 19.
You do, and you got to look at those other funds, the motor vehicle permissive. Gas and understand where you're going to take those from, what else is coming out of those, or understand what else is coming out of those. Because there's some wages that comes out of different ones, and okay, that's mm-hmm. fine. Those are pretty constant, right?
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, like, you only have so many dollars for contracted services, and he spends very little money on maintenance. So, I mean, what is that anyways? Understand what would go into that. So you can say, oh, wow, okay, that's pretty accurate. You're only going to spend $2,500 on, I'm making something up here,
widgets.
Telephone expenses. Mm-hmm. Well, what's that? Well, you know what that is. That's the Time Warner, and that's the Verizon bill, and that's a right. portion of it. So you can make your footnotes into that and understand what that is. For Kevin's purpose, he doesn't necessarily get into the detail because he just turns those into me. And that's the problem, is how much detail should I be other than what I enter into the system to pay the bill? Because you see the payments, what the money, you see the bill physically when you sign the check.
The problem is when we sign the checks, we see that bill and we know that that's legit, but you go 12 months of signing checks.
Yeah, what's the total look like?
Yeah, what is that total? Right. I $50 here, $100 right. here.
And I can run appropriation reports, but is it going to list every vendor in that report? Absolutely not. I would have to break down each account code and say, in contracted services for road and bridge, what did we spend to date on what vendors? Oh. And maybe that's a quarterly check, or maybe that's just a more study of your overall appropriation. So you say, why is that number so high? And that's what's going to happen with Tony anyways. He's going to want to know where he's at with his accounts within his fund. So year to date and what's encumbered, purchase orders and the like. So he can, you know, tighten back or go ahead and send that some person to training or ask the board for a pickup truck. I don't know. Start with maybe one and see how that goes. But it's unique to his operation, and Road and Bridge will be different and unique to his operation. So can't give you that kind of guidance, just because it's going to be all statistical, like history and, you know, what we've paid in the past.
All right.
Maybe that's the downfall of, like, this fund accounting. It's just a pot of money.
It is. That's the tough thing about it is, you know, I know we can move money from fund to fund, but we want to get to that point, or I want to get to that point where we're not doing that. Right. I don't want to be moving money.
Department heads have their own budget, and with some specific assumptions, like electricity and wages and insurance and bonding, but then there's the ones like office supplies and travel meeting supplies that are the ones that can operating supplies that can
maintenance.
Do
you have something major going on in an engine? You know, you can rack up 10 grand over at American.
We already have.
Yeah, I mean
that's what I mean.
It could happen twice a year. You know,
contingency planning too.
Yep.
Is there contingency planning built into that department head's budget, and what does that look like?
Okay, I have a couple of questions on some of the other budgets.
Sure.
On the Curtis Lighting Assessment, budget 2041.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a special assessment line,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and there's a final budget number, and then there's a revenue number.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me understand what those?
I didn't print it out. I'm sorry. Yeah, we paid for more in electricity. We collected more in revenue than we expected. So we thought that we were going to get $900 in assessment money for the Curtis Lighting Assessment. But in reality, we collected almost $1,200.
Okay.
And, of course, we renewed that for 5 years for Bono and Curtis with a percentage increase every year to assume we're going to pay more in electricity, but it was a very small increase because, that meter is a guessed by the Edison, right?
No meter.
No meter. They just guess. I don't know that calculation, you can look at past history, and that's what it is. I mean, and so when I talked to you earlier on the phone about the Bono lighting assessment, and I said, hey, I don't know what the costs are for those lights are going to be, but the lighting assessments are going to cover that installation probably. And so, you know.
Okay. Okay.
Those are real easy ones because it's only one payment to one vendor.
Yeah.
And there's only one source of income and a story. You know.
Okay. Yeah. The next question I have is on the gasoline tax account 2021.
Yeah.
There's a line for contracted services.
Yep.
With 2019 appropriation of $41,000 is are those some road projects that are in there?
Could be.
Okay.
You know, like, is there an operating supply line too?
Operating supplies, yes. That's $20,000.
And that's fuel.
That's fuel. Okay.
But you can put anything you want in operating. You can call, and sometimes I've done it in error. I've made a fuel payment and contracted services, and not an operating supply. I mean, that can distort that number, but a contracted service typically is Burkhardt and Sons LLC, right? But you're contracting with Gary Shoemaker to deliver us fuel, but it's an operating supply because we need it for operations.
Right.
So
it can go to either one.
How do you define it? And I've already just defined it. I'm going to say it's an operating supply fuel, and a contracted service is for a specific job, like the work in the station. We contracted with somebody that's coming out of his contracted services.
You're not taking out of Social Security.
Right. Yeah. But he also has a building and maintenance account. And should it have come out of there, or is that in the future? How would you plan that? The department head should say that. Hey, we're going to, you know, do that floor, and it's a repair to the building. So it should come out of there, but it's a contracted service.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The next one I have a question on is 2041, that's cemetery.
Yep.
There is a general property tax real estate number in here.
Yep.
For our final budget in 2019. Is that the funds expected from the new levy?
Let me see. Yes. Sure. Yeah, let me see.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. And I apologize, I didn't print mine off to discuss them. Yeah.
So we expect those funds to begin?
That we will receive them in the first quarter? Yeah.
Okay.
We'll receive them in 2019.
Yep. Okay. So then.
And then you notice there's no transfer money in from the general fund.
Right.
So
I think that's the plan is.
Yes.
It would operate on its own funding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember, we're transferring general fund money into that to pay even to cut the grass and the associated.
Previously, but although over the last 5 years, the fees for the cemetery have paid for all of the maintenance for the cemetery.
Could we raise them? We really raised them this year, didn't we, Dave?
Yeah.
In January,
We've been raising them almost every year since I've been in, almost.
I think this year we finally got them where they're with everybody else or
real close. We might have them up a little bit. Yeah. A little bit wouldn't hurt, probably.
Okay. Then the other question I have is right now we have several different bids, and I think there's more coming in for the leveling, the tiling, the access road, the landscaping of the property that will be the expansion of the cemetery. Is any of that in here?
Could be. What's contracted services, you know?
Not enough.
Right. And so
$5,000.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what that amount is, right? So that's for you guys to look at that and say, maybe we're taking money out of the general fund to pay for that, to get that out of the way in this year, knowing that you're going to, because, you know, again, it was standing on its own with the fee increase, but we were still transferring money into it. So you can see that in the past, the transfer money in, right? So the levy is not going to be able to do both, pay for maintenance and upkeep and in one year.
Yeah. But we may be able to stage certain things over time.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Does that have the carry that you said it does not have
carryover?
Because we've got, you know, right now in the cemetery levy or in the cemetery fund, we got $13,000.
Between the checking and unencumbered.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, unspent money.
Unspent,
doesn't mean
yeah.
it's not unencumbered. It's just not unspent. I mean, it's just not spent. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what it would end with, but I know what cemetery bills are left to pay, and it can't be many.
Right.
Right.
Anyway. And that $15,000 that you're, or is that what you said? Yeah, $15,000, that's over the course of the entire year from
the tax settlement money.
Yeah, it ain't going to come. We're not going to get all that.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So it'll be late next year if we can do anything.
Okay.
You know. Fall.
But we can get all the bids. You get them right.
Yes.
Yeah, we can get them in early.
You could even make that a 2020 project and have it carry over into 2020, right. Knowing what you know with that.
Yeah.
But knowing that plan.
The earthwork would cost about $22,000. This is Grotto's bid, you know.
Right.
And then the drainage work would come up, but, you know.
Okay.
He's always high. But.
Right. So I think there needs to be a little bit more planning to at least figure out time-wise.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we kind of figured that we weren't going to be able to do anything with that till late next year, if anything.
Yeah.
You know, we had to get at least a year's worth of money in to be able to do, because that's the big cost. That's the upfront cost is getting that in first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. The next one is the account 2011 motor vehicle tax.
Mm-hmm.
So that's simply...
license money.
Is that the permissive?
No. That's just
permissive
your motor vehicle.
All right.
The permissive is the extra $5 that...
Okay, so this is from the base. Okay. So then all we've got in here is we've got that license tax coming in of $7,700, and then there is contracted services and operating supplies. So this just relates to
road and bridge stuff. It's all we can spend the money on. Anything associated with road and bridge. And again, there's no plan to spend that money in there. It's just assuming that you're going to spend that, or that's for you to decide what you're going to do with it.
Yeah. Okay. And then, okay, then there is the permissive motor vehicle tax. That's the new $5 that went into place in 18, early 18, right?
But we don't get any of that money. That was the county money.
Yeah, they were going to use that for roads. That's right. You're right, Bo.
We weren't getting it. Mm. They were getting it.
So
if we wanted that money, we had to pass another $5 permissive license plate.
We should investigate what payments we've been getting in 18 to understand what that dollar.
So you don't know where that money's coming from.
I just have to look in the receipts.
Okay.
Tell me. But even then, it's a very brief description.
Yeah.
Because they do cents per. Well, that's gas. Never mind. I forgot that cents per gallon, and then. But there is two motor vehicle that I think I've seen.
You've got permissive, and you've got motor, and you've got gas.
Okay. All right, and then when Mike is here, we may have a couple of questions on the recreation.
And what he gave to me was an old account code list. So he had something from years ago. Not really understanding what it looks like now. And some big changes to his is, for example, like electricity. His pump is expensive to pump those rec fields.
Is there a meter on that, Dave?
There has to be.
Is there a meter on it? Okay.
Yeah.
That one is, because I just paid it. It's up again. We have, you know, it's running.
We got two new pumps in there. There for a while, we only had one pump.
Yep. And so there's been some things, hits to his budget, like the pumps and the pump work. And the other accounts there. So, you know, unfortunately for his direct budget, it's more comprehensive than I think he understood it to be. But besides his applications with True Green, he doesn't have a lot of miscellaneous expenses like equipment that he buys. Okay. He's bought some, right? But it's minor at that.
So True Green is going to fall under contracted services?
Is it on the right? Is it a footnote?
Oh, yes, there it is.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's the only one I can say, hey, that's where that was payment was coming out of.
And then payment to another political subdivision, I assume that's the Oregon recreation fees that we pay. Okay.
Yep.
All right, good. That makes sense. Okay.
Whew, he's almost done.
Yeah, almost. Almost done, right. So then...
The general
fund, you're right. There's a lot of line items, and nothing is very big.
Right. It's a lot of little stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And some of those, by the way, account codes, they might have two contracted services. That second number in that code designates what it is intended for, whether it's for Hall or it's for other. So I can give you a list.
That would be great if you could give us
to understand
that key.
To be honest with you, I would lump them into either one. I wouldn't be choosy. I almost feel like it doesn't make sense because if you have a contracted service for the general fund, it's not a road and bridge project. It's not a fire project. It's the Hall and the SPAC office. So have one contracted service.
Right.
If you're buying paper towels for the Hall and you're buying that also for here, why would you break down two operating supplies? I understand they exist, but for our sake, we can remove some of that duplication. Electricity is electricity, natural gas is natural gas, water and sewer. There's only ones of those. But why there was two contracted services and two repair and maintenance? I mean, were you trying to track the Hall at one time and say the Hall was have this much in electricity and this much in repairs? But if it's the general fund, does it matter that much? That we know the Hall, I don't know.
Okay.
You know, income is different, right, for that than what you're expending.
Yep.
But I mean, if you're just, I'm sorry, I keep talking about this, but you know, if your heater breaks in the Hall, I mean, is that the heat for this whole building, right? I mean, so is it matter that you separate that stuff out? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna be paying for it out of the same.
You're paying for it out of the same fund. You can at least pull up the vendor and see what you paid out of that fund. tell you what it was for.
Okay.
So I don't know. I didn't remove any of those duplications because I don't know what I think you'd want to do.
Okay, good. Thank you. That was very helpful for me. All right.
You're off the hot seat for a little bit.
Sorry I ran the meeting over. You guys are going to try it out.
I don't have any other questions.
At this time.
At this time, yes. Reserve the right to ask questions later.
No problem.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carry, meeting adjourned, 8:15.